July 20th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, Twitch.tv, and also Apple Podcasts. And if you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio, and you can listen to us on the sportscast.net, where you can see all our news. And also, you could also look at us on Twitter at the Sportscast One. You can check us out there. And also, you can download our app, the Sportscast for iOS. The Milwaukee Bucks have turned around the series against the Phoenix Suns, making them the first team to win on the road in the NBA final series. Milwaukee defeated the Suns 123-119 in game five, now leading the series 3-2. Game six is tonight. Can the Bucks close it out and win their first championship, or will the Suns even it out, bring it back to Phoenix, and then go enjoy a pivotal game seven? Joining us, first time guest, Isaac Kaplan. He is a sports fanatic. He also has an Instagram account that he tells his sports opinion and sports updates. Isaac, welcome to the Sportscast.
I appreciate you having me. Sports is, you know, really fun to debate. And, you know, so when you were speaking about the Suns versus the Bucks, you know, what's crazy is that if the Bucks do win tonight, they would win four straight.
Yes. After being down 2-0, and everyone like was saying Phoenix was the favorite, Isaac, but what do you think happened? Do you think Milwaukee just got better and like the Suns just relaxed? Like, what do you think happened?
So supposedly, Coach Mike Budenholzer, Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, made the defensive change to put Drew Holiday on Chris Paul. And Drew Holiday was nominated a first all defensive team, I believe. You know, as I say, you know, Drew Holiday has a good body type, like to defend other players for his height and size. And Chris Paul and Drew Holiday, I learned yesterday, he's 6'4". And Chris Paul is like, what, 6'1". And so Drew Holiday has a height advantage, and Chris Paul seems to not averaging at least 20 points since Drew Holiday's been guarding Chris Paul. Since Drew Holiday's been guarding Chris Paul, Chris Paul has not, you know, like I said again, been averaging at least 20 points per game the past two games. As the NBA fans say, that Chris Middleton has been putting us on notice. Chris Middleton is shooting, you know, very well, shooting threes and, you know, fadeaway shots. He's been a big help along with Drew Holiday as well.
So what do you think Phoenix has to do to change things around? Of course, you were saying Milwaukee did some defensive changes. Holiday is guarding Chris Paul. What does the Suns need to do? Chris Paul needs to figure out how to get past Drew Holiday. What are your thoughts?
That's a tough question. Maybe simple, I don't know, like simple basketball, screen and roll, or, you know, have DeAndre Ayton, set a screen on Chris Paul, you know, keep continuing to get DeAndre Ayton involved, because he's getting a lot better since because the previous season he was suspended 25 games for drugs. He is the former number one overall pick. Get him involved. Get Chris Paul, you know, they say a fast pass first, you know, NBA player / point guard. And, get a playmaker, get his guys involved, move around. Devin Booker, he's young and he's getting better. He's a solid NBA player. And again, he's young and he's going to continue to get better. You know, he needs help because he's young and he doesn't have that finals experience where he had that pressure of like being like he is scoring the points, but like he just doesn't have that pressure yet, because now they're going to be a win or go home situation. The season is over. So, you know, they have, the Suns have a nice, a good starting five. You know, Jay Crowder, who can shoot threes, and he's strong for his height. He can defend other players for his height. And Mikal Bridges, you know, not the biggest NBA player, but he's athletic. He's athletic, and even off the bench, you know, Mark Jackson, former Warriors head coach, said that Cameron Payne, former certified dance star in the Oklahoma City Thunder, but he's changed that around. He's, you know, Monty Williams, coach, Phoenix Suns head coach Monty Williams does not tolerate that nonsense. So Cameron Payne has really turned it around, has become a big important role as their backup from the Phoenix Suns bench.
As you were saying, with Booker, had two straight games with 40 points. Not enough, Isaac. Who else in this Phoenix Suns team needs to have some more points? Is it a point issue?
I think, you know, defensively, like for instance, you know, that clutch play by Jrue Holiday. I think it was Devin Booker, you know, having the ball in his hands, and Jrue Holiday just took it right out of his hands and lobbed it up to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Just defensively, the Bucks are just a different team right now.
As you brought up Giannis, you know, everyone's talking about the Suns, but how has Giannis performed in this series? Have you been impressed so far?
I have been impressed because Giannis Antetokounmpo, I posted on my Instagram sports story that he injured his hyperextended left knee, and it's unbelievable because stats wise, he's averaging, I believe, 30 points per game in the finals. Like, you know, he's been, of course, doing what Giannis does, bringing the ball up the court, dunking the basketball with a lot of authority, playing defense, blocking shots, like that crazy block on DeAndre Ayton in, I believe, either game four or last game. But I personally, I think Giannis should shoot at least 10 threes a game, because if he wants to be the leader, the best player on the team, I did a sports poll on my Instagram sports page, and I asked, is Stephen Curry the NBA player who basically changed the game of basketball by shooting threes? Everyone on my sports poll said yes, and not another NBA player did. So basically, again, like I said, Giannis Antetokounmpo needs to shoot 10 threes a game, because, like, basically this game has become where you shooting a three-point shot is a must for NBA players. And when he shoots more NBA three-pointers, he will build more confidence in his three-point shot.
Very, very precise. Giannis, just what Isaac was saying, before the series, he suffered an injury. Some say it was major, but some say it was not
supposedly
as major.
Supposedly out indefinitely. And same with LeBron James. If you saw against the Atlanta Hawks, you know, literally twisting his ankle. It was really disturbing to watch. And it's insane. It is unbelievable that Giannis is able to play through pain like this. It looks like he's not even in pain. It's insane.
It must be something that he's drinking in Milwaukee.
We as NBA fans call Giannis Antetokounmpo the Greek freak because he grew up in Greece. He's an extremely hard worker, and he's in great shape. Simple as that.
Giannis, very young player, only in his mid-20s, looking good.
He's 26 years old right now.
26 years old.
According to Quora, I don't mean to cut you off, but
go ahead, please.
According to Quora.com, I look up, when is an NBA player typically in their prime / peak? It says between 26 to 31 years old. So according to that, Giannis is peaking and entering into his prime right now.
Something that we're definitely looking at. One of the greats. No one really thought Giannis will make it, made it this far. Even winning this series.
Like I told you at Publix, even like on other sports shows and sports hosts like Nick Wright from First Things First and Shannon Sharp, I don't know if they're going to say, you know, if it wasn't for Kyrie Irving being hurt, James Harden, LeBron, or Davis, that, you know, the Bucks would have gotten past the – would have beaten the Bucks or would have beaten the Brooklyn Nets in a playoff series. But, you know, again, it's nobody's fault. It's unfortunate. But, like I told you at Publix, the injuring season.
I mean, would you consider this season asterisk, or this is a legit season?
It's gotta be a legit season. As us NBA fans, there's really, yes, there's still less of fans from actual attendance, but you know, the NBA and the NBA players committed to playing a full season, and they did, they committed. So this is legit. This is a real season because no distractions. I mean, obviously around the world is another conversation. Like, again, no distractions. They were committed to playing all 82 games.
Yeah, and these players, you know, could have rested a little bit more at the beginning, especially with the Lakers and the Heat, you know, which also the Miami Heat didn't go too far either. I mean, got swept by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that was very unexpected. Like I said, very unexpected. I did not expect that. Like, Milwaukee Bucks clearly were just the better team. And I don't know if you remember, Bryn Forbes came out of nowhere. He was previously on the San Antonio Spurs. Mike Boonhoser basically gave him the role to just shoot threes. And he was shooting like, you know, Durant and Curry, like just making everything. And that's, I think, what hurt the Miami Heat. They weren't really watching Bryn Forbes, and he was making a lot of three pointers. And, Victor Oladipo, unfortunately, was injured. But I feel like, speaking about the Miami Heat, they need to make, you know, they didn't need to get a big man either in the NBA draft or just in the offseason. You know, that's what really hurt them. Like, they need their height. They need height.
Was one of the issues was with Bam, wasn't it, that he was not being affected this past season?
I think, you know, Bam being like, you know, about 22 years old, you know, the Miami Heat gave him that five-year, $276 million, something like that contract. I think he deserves that contract. He is like, you know, the future. He has very good ball handling. He can bring the ball up the court. The ball handling is there. He's fearless playing defense. You know, I was shown a video by someone I know. He was guarding Steph Curry, and Curry's smaller in height and quicker. And he was able to handle / defend Curry. And he's, again, fearless. And, but you know, the Steph Curry made a shooting threes a must for NBA players, you know, he knows he's young and for an NBA player, and he knows he's going to get better. He's got to keep improving, and Spoelstra is going to make that happen.
Something to definitely look at. This Miami Heat team is young, went to the championship series last year with Butler. So definitely a lot of promise. What's your spiel with Butler? He got some gossip news this past couple of weeks with Rachel Nichols. Is that just a minor thing?
I did not see that. You got to inform me on that.
It looks like, this is all gossip and TMZ stuff. Apparently they had some type of relationship during the bubble time. Don't know how deep it was, but it was definitely a discussion. But hey, you know, we'll leave that for TMZ to discuss. But Butler, do you think Butler is the future of the Miami Heat?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure how old he is, but
can he lead this team to the championship?
I really like Jimmy Butler. I really like him. I don't know how much you like him, but I really like Jimmy Butler because, you know, he is fearless. He's about like 6'6" or something. He can bring up the ball up the court like a point guard. He has good ball handling for his height. Again, he's fearless. He guards LeBron James. He'll guard, you know, the top scorer on a team. And he's just, again, fearless to drive into the paint. Like, he's just an amazing NBA player. I don't know, again, if you feel the same way as I do, but
Jimmy Butler. What I saw last season at the bubble, Isaac, was tremendous. I think he's matured a lot.
I don't mean to cut you off, but like, Yeah, like I feel like Spoelstra, I know Duncan Robinson, you know, his role is to shoot threes, and I really like Duncan Robinson. I think he may be the best catch and shoot. Other than Klay Thompson, he may be the second best three-point catch and shoot three-point shooter in the NBA right now. But if Jimmy Butler wants to be, you know, the leader, continuing to lead a Miami Heat, please, I think Eric Spoelstra should let Jimmy Butler build up his confidence shooting three-point shots just like he did in Chicago. You know how much of a distractor he would be to other NBA teams? That'd be like insane. Like you got Duncan Robinson who can shoot the three, and like Trevor Ariza and other players like that. Bialita, you know, being out the size of he is, just more help, being more distractors on the team.
So you're saying the Heat needs one big piece in their roster to be competitive in the East.
What do you think? Because, you know, Bam supposedly has NBA, someone I know, he's, you know, about 6'10". A lot of NBA centers are close to 7 feet tall, you know. So there's a college basketball player named Luke Garza. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I've heard of him. Yeah, he's really good.
Luke Garza from Iowa. He can shoot a three-point shot. I think, I think if the Miami Heat can steal a college basketball player like that and kind of develop him, I think he can help the Miami Heat shooting threes and more rebounds, because Myers Leonard is a different situation, you know, unfortunate situation, but because even Hassan Whiteside, a lot of Miami Heat fans do not like what Hassan Whiteside did. You know, he gave up on the Miami Heat, kind of just like played really hard and got paid. That's what the NBA Miami Heat fans say, and just like he didn't care as much, and Spoelstra and him didn't get along, so they both went separate ways. So like I said, Luke Garza, I feel, would be a good fit for the Miami Heat. I don't know if that's what they're kind of trying to get in the NBA draft, but I feel like he would be a help. I don't know if other Miami Heat fans feel the same way.
Yeah, Luke Garza definitely is a top prospect coming from college basketball. Potentially, you know, be tough, very tough to get him, but with the Heat and their magic from the front office, is very possible, right, Isaac? So we'll see what happens in the NBA draft, which will happen, I think, in a few weeks. NBA draft. I just said NBA draft, didn't I?
No, you did. You said the NBA draft.
NBA, July 29th. That's only next week. So wow.
It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. We'll definitely be following this on the Sportscast, and maybe Isaac could come back and discuss which team won and which team didn't get what they needed to get. Today, Isaac, this morning during the Adam Schefter podcast, Adam Schefter interviewed Alex Guerrero, which is the trainer for Tom Brady. And he says that Brady will minimally play for two more seasons. So this year and the following season. Can you see that happening? Of course, this season he'll be coming back, but will you see him again next season or more?
He is still good. That's all I have to say. He's still a good NFL quarterback. He's still a good NFL quarterback, and I do see him playing two more seasons. It's, again, he's 43 years old, I think. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Yes, and Alex Guerrero, I was listening to that podcast right before this podcast, and he's been with him since the beginning almost of his career, and he's, you know, spends time with him, and they eat like his favorite cheat food, Tom Brady, is pizza and cheeseburgers. So
Brady.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. But if you saw his documentary on Facebook about a couple of years back, that guy eats like almost nothing. Yeah. He eats fruits and vegetables. His dessert is avocado ice cream.
He has a vegan diet, and I think there's a movie about that where NFL players, I forget because my parents watched it. I forget exactly what the movie is called.
Yeah. So definitely check it out. You can watch, you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts with Adam Schefter and things like that. Isaac, are you going to watch the Olympics this summer?
So I am excited to see Team USA basketball with, you know, Kevin Durant being on the team. I don't know if any NBA fans expected Durant to play. I mean, I know they didn't beat the Bucks in the playoffs, because obviously if they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, he would be in the finals. But it's very exciting to see Kevin Durant on the, you know, USA Olympics. A lot of NBA fans feel that he's the best NBA player in the world right now, and a great 3-point shooter he is, and a great of a scorer he is. It's going to be fun to watch. Supposedly Bradley Beal was in protocols of the coronavirus. That's unfortunate. And supposedly with Jeremy Grant not being able to play, who was it that they replaced? I forget.
Let's look that up. So who replaced who again?
They replaced Bradley Beal and Jeremy Grant.
Let me look that up. Bradley Beal, Jeremy Grant. I actually know both of those players. Didn't travel with USB while Levine won't.
Go on, Shams. I could probably look it up real quick.
I think I got it in the ESPN here.
Zach LaVine. Oh, Zach LaVine actually was under health and safety protocols. JaVale McGee has replaced. He will be in the USA Olympics.
Not bad. Oh, yes, right. McGee, who used to play for the Warriors and the Lakers.
Correct. And the Nuggets, too.
So this guy is going to be in the international stage. Now, Isaac, do you think Team USA has the capability of winning the gold medal? Or will they win the gold medal?
With Durant, I mean, of course. I mean, Durant, I just, as NBA fans feel, they should win the Olympics, but they got to play the game first. They're the favorite, so we'll see what happens.
Definitely. They lost their exhibition games against Nigeria, and I believe, was it France or Argentina was the other one? I don't remember.
Not sure exactly. I forget myself.
But they did beat Spain this past weekend. They beat them 83-76. Ricky Rubio was actually playing for Spain. Had 23 points. So with that, I believe, yeah, it is their game before the Olympics starts. Olympics starts in a couple of days, so looking forward to that. Isaac, so tell us before we go a little bit about your Instagram account.
So my sports Instagram page, I've actually had many, and it's been a little disappointing, but now, for real now. So my dream, is to talk sports like this. This was pretty good, talking to you about sports. I don't know if you dream of doing the same thing, because a lot of sports fans would, dream to be like Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharpe, Skip Bayless, those guys. And even like Colin Cowherd on The Herd, a lot of sports fans love to do that. And, sports is fun, simple. That's it. I love sports. Basically, I watch sports every day. Actually, I was on, I go on YouTube, whatever I miss, I just watch YouTube. YouTube's been clutch for me whenever I miss, a game, and I'm able to watch it. So,
yeah, sports is one of my passions. It feels like I can't get away from sports. Mm-hmm. I follow, football, soccer, and basketball, of course. And then sports, it's a good icebreaker when it comes to conversations. I don't know. I don't know if you experience that.
It definitely, if you're having a hard day and just talking sports, it kind of just get your energy kind of thinking about something else.
Exactly. Do you follow any type of Premier League soccer or like MLS soccer?
I do. I don't know. I don't know years back, but you know, since about three years ago, I started kind of getting more involved in soccer. So what's up with the Premier League? What you think?
Well, the Premier League ended back in May, won by Man City.
Correct.
This summer was the international tournament. So we saw the Euro Cup, which was won by Italy.
Yeah.
And then Copa America was which is in Latin America. Argentina won, which was Messi's first international trophy. And then right now we're watching the Gold Cup, where usually it's either USA or Mexico going to win it. So far it's kind of open because USA and Mexico hasn't played well, but they're they're in like the knockout stage of the tournament. So we'll see. Obviously, everyone's dream is to see a USA versus Mexico game. So we'll see what happens with that. But we'll definitely keep you in touch. I mean, we'll definitely let you know what happens. But other than that, the Champions League was won by – I almost forgot. It was not won by Madrid. It was won by Chelsea, an American player.
And they played Man City.
Correct. And they beat and Christian Pulisic playing that game. So it's quite interesting. There's so much sports going on now with the Olympics. It's going to bleed into the NFL. That's what it looks like.
I can't wait for NFL. I miss it.
Who's your team?
So I'm just an NFL fan.
Me too.
I'm an NFL fan. I'm going to leave it as that. I like watching Red Zone every Sunday, watching everybody.
Red Zone is the only channel I have on Sundays. It is the best thing. Whoever thought of that is a freaking genius.
Hey, Scott Hansen is the Scott Hansen's the man. 7 hours of commercial-free football.
And he just renewed his contract recently. So he's there for two to three more years with Red Zone.
He's great.
So anyways, before we go, give us your predictions for tonight, game 6, Phoenix at Milwaukee. What's going to happen tonight, Isaac?
I got to go with the Phoenix Suns. You know, can you really see? It's like you're asking yourself, do you really see Milwaukee winning 4 straight? If they win tonight, they just had won 4 straight. And
Phoenix was close like this past 2 games too.
Yeah, they only lost by 4 points, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, they lost by 4. And so, you know, and it'd be crazy if they were to win in Phoenix again.
Will Phoenix win by 4 points tonight?
Could happen. I could see that.
There you go.
It's going to be close.
And I'm going to choose Phoenix for tonight because I do want to see this series go back to Phoenix. Poll question. Milwaukee. What was that?
We'll go to Milwaukee next.
No, it's in Milwaukee tonight.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, then it'll be a game.
I feel like, think about this. Milwaukee, you know, has a very good record at home. So keep that, they say keep that in mind. Milwaukee doesn't do as good on the road. I don't know. Can Phoenix and Devin Booker and Chris Paul, you know, go into Milwaukee now and get that game 6 win? We got to think about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one.
By the way, the Rams lost Cam Akers due to a torn Achilles.
I saw that. That's,
so that
hurts.
That hurts. And the Rams need to run a running back this upcoming season. Well, so
they have Darrell Henderson out of University of Memphis. You know, he's really fast. And you know, with the Rams O-line, he's gonna be the starter, I believe, and he's gonna get better. He's young and he's cool. He's gonna get better again.
There he goes. His opportunity to shine
is now
in the big field. Poll question on Twitter, Isaac. Who is your favorite team from Pennsylvania? The options are Penn State, Steelers, Eagles, or Philadelphia Phillies.
Why is this a question?
Because it is National Pennsylvania Day.
Wow. So the choices were Penn State, Steelers
Eagles, and the
Flyers.
No, the Philadelphia
Phillies.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the Phillies.
Okay, Phil.
My head.
Phillies, it is. It's at 0%, but most people chose the Steelers at 89%.
Because they have six Super Bowl wins.
Yep, and Penn State got 6.8, and Eagles got 3.4%. So there you have it. Isaac, what is the best way to people to reach you online?
Best way to reach me online, Instagram. Pretty much Instagram. I have Twitter muted because, you know, that's their job all day. They post all day. So, I mean, you know, Instagram is a bit more relaxed. So Instagram is the best way to contact me.
And what is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram sports page is Isaac Kaplan, ISAACKAPLAN, IG, short for Instagram, sports page. Simple.
Isaac Kaplan sports page.
Oh, IG.
IG. Check it out on Instagram. He's on Twitter, but he's not there as much. But we definitely posted on the Periscope, so on the Twitter Live, so you're able to follow him there. And, of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1. Also on Instagram, thesportscast1. Checked out tomorrow's show with Victor Rocho and Byron Jones for the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. They'll go over what's going on with Cam Akers and some more the top NFL players for this upcoming season. And, of course, we got tonight the Bucks and the Suns. So it should be pretty interesting what's going to happen tonight. And hopefully we'll see more. Hopefully the bug doesn't stop tonight. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, Isaac Kaplan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
I appreciate you letting me come on here. Hopefully I can do this again.
Absolutely.